Welcome back to another episode of the KKLC Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
Hello, welcome.
What are you doing today?
What are you doing today?
Let's go to the beach.
Let's go to the beach. Come on.
Today? Why?
Why today?
It's National Beach Day.
We've got work to do.
On the other hand,
the beach sounds like fun too.
Sounds like fun.
Sounds like fun.
Okay, but I'm going to need some sunscreen.
Use sunscreen.
Don't forget your umbrella.
The beach umbrella.
And take your embarrassing beach towel with
you. It's showtime.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show, waking you up along with our executive producer, Morty. Show number 2402.
Nice.
02. It's 6:09 Wednesday morning.
Tuesday morning. You're getting ahead of yourself, mister.
Doggone it.
I know. I, for a moment today, same thing. And when I got on Facebook Live, it was like, is it what? Oh, it's Tuesday. All
Already
right.
looking forward to the long holiday weekend.
Oh, please. Yes, so I agree.
We do have that coming up.
Listen, you still haven't recovered from, you know, when you two dropped an album and you're... in your phone, Mike. I know.
Yeah, I
know.
I have no idea what...
What is this?
But, and how do I turn it off?
What's this music?
Jeez. You think if I got free music on my phone, it'd be something I like.
I know, exactly.
But it never is,
I can
so.
Choose it? What?
National Beach Day today. I don't know what that means to us.
Why does it... It seems like that should be earlier. To kind of a kickoff. But all right, whatever.
So if you're not doing anything... Know. Go out to Lake Mead and find a beach.
Yes, and you can get sand in there, so mm-hmm. be careful.
I remember when I first came out here, they go, oh, you got to go to Boulder Beach.
Yeah, Boulder Beach.
I just thought that was the name of the beach. I didn't know there were just rocks.
Just boulders all
everywhere.
You and I had the same experience. It was like, my feet hurt. Why can't I go, you know,
well, just
barefoot.
Lay your towel down and lay out.
Yeah
but I'm laying on rocks now.
I know. And I'd like to walk to the water, but it hurts my feet. Oh,
all
my
right. Well,
gosh.
National Beach Day today.
It may be sandier now because there's not much there. No,
or mud.
Yeah.
Plenty of sunshine today and hot. Hot. High today near 107, 109 tomorrow.
Oh, my God.
And getting warmer closer to the weekend. 85 already this morning.
Coming on the air to bring you essential news. Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Check this out. This is not good news, but a study by Lending Club found out that the hypothetical, they used to say you need about $400 just in emergency money. You should have that put aside. Not quite enough anymore. In 2022, they say you should ideally have about $1,400 in reserve, just in case. Of course, much easier said than done for many people, but just keep that in mind. Everything is so much more expensive. An annual study for Labor Day. Where are the hardest working states? What are they here in America? Well, the hardest working state is North Dakota.
What?
North Dakota. Then Alaska, Nebraska, South Dakota, Texas, Virginia, Oklahoma, Kansas, New Hampshire, Wyoming. Those are the hardest working states. The least hardest working state, New Mexico. I don't know what they do there. I know people from there, and I could attest to the fact that they probably are the least hardest working. Oh, my gosh. I don't know. You know, when you mention New Mexico, it's like, oh, so many people have never been.
Right.
What's there? Well, art. A lot of art. A lot of art. Anything else?
What's the big trendy Tao? Is it Tao?
Taos. Yeah.
Oh, you got to go to
Taos. Yeah, I got
to
go. Yeah, oh, yeah, you got to check it out. A lot of art galleries and all that stuff. It's pretty, but not much. Yes, exactly. Okay. About Albuquerque.
Not
Santa
so
Fe.
Much.
Yeah, exactly. And the line at Starbucks gonna be a little long today.
No.
Pumpkin Spice is back.
Woohoo!
For its 19th year. Gonna cost a little bit more this year, as everything is, they say, between about $5.45 and $5.95, depending on the location.
Uh-huh.
They also added their first vegan fall drink. It's an apple crisp oat milk macchiato. Now, nutritionists say be careful. These things are pretty sugary, like real sugary. So do be careful if you're watching your weight. It is Tuesday, Pumpkin Spice Day.
Oh.
Few things you should know. Hurry into the Living Spaces Labor Day event, where you'll find amazing deals for the entire home.
Are you in line already for your pumpkins spice latte?
Oh, my gosh. You better be.
If you are, how long have you been in line? Go ahead. Dial us up on the pumpkin spice latte hotline.
When I was at Starbucks this morning, I said, hey, today's the big day. They said, oh, my God, I know. I said, well, it was all over the news. What? I said, yeah. Yeah, it was on the news this morning, like national news. It was on last night. Oh, my God. Really? Yeah.
And I'm serious. Yes. Call. If you're in line right now, just give us an idea of how long the lines are, where you're at. 702-739-9636. Because I have a feeling this is what it's going to be like.
Can I take your order?
Yeah, I'd like 50 grams of sugar, 14 grams of fat, 50 grams of carbs, some caffeine, salt, diglycerides, and a little pumpkin puree, please.
One pumpkin latte, please pull forward.
Pumpkin spice latte. This is a whole season and a cup of coffee.
That one sent me to the moon.
Yeah, I'm waiting for the pumpkin latte.
That pumpkin spice latte, or PSL.
And the pumpkin spice latte, have you had it? Holy cow.
Yeah, that's what we have to call it, PSL.
That's what they call it there.
All
that's
right, well, if you're
be
in
nice,
line.
Though, be nice. People.
With your pumpkin spice.
Yes, be nice.
But do call us if you're in line. We want to get a line check here. Hi today, 107, 109. Going to heat up a little bit.
A little bit.
Already 85 if you're in line.
Man.
With the AC on high in your car.
I know. I actually have a couple of people. One person said, just got an iced pumpkin spice, cold brew. With pumpkin spice. A little too hot to indulge the way I'd like to right now.
Mm-hmm.
Usually I thought it was, well, it used to be around September, but, you know, now. I mean, we're having, like, the hottest days of the summer right now. So I don't know that anybody's getting a real hot one right now.
No.
You know, okay. So good luck. So, yes, do an iced. Do an iced PSL.
If you're in line
mm-hmm.
at the Starbucks.
Yeah.
Guy going viral on TikTok. I love this. After he caught a neighborhood kid breaking into his house to steal some stuff and made him clean the bathroom or he'd call the cops. Listen to this. Hold on. Why is...
Well, because... Because nothing's working.
Hold on.
We have high-tech stuff in a radio studio.
Hold on. Here it is. All right.
Yeah, you're
right.
That's
a secret spot right there.
Okay. I see you.
You might want to move those bottles. There's some stuff right by the bottles.
This is not my hair right now.
It could be mine. I don't care. You should have that at the cops, bro. You came into my house.
See?
Yeah. Hi. And I'd have made him clean up and then called the police.
That's
Sorry.
What happens.
Yeah.
You get out your phone, you video this kid that busted into your home.
Yeah.
You make him clean the bathroom, or I'll call the cops.
Yeah, and I'll call the cops in my house.
Mm-hmm.
That's a secret spot right there.
Okay, I see you.
You might want to move those bottles. There's some stuff right by the bottles.
This is not my hair right
here,
right?
It could be mine. I don't care. You should have that at the cops, bro. You came into my house.
Yeah.
Take your pick.
Matter of fact, here's some extra hairs and some extra dirt for you to clean up.
Oh, my God. Well, I guess he didn't call the cops. Got a clean bathroom, and but that'll teach you, right?
I hope so.
Be careful. If you're going to break into a house, just...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Be careful. If you missed it, top of the show, it's National Beach Day today.
Yeah, it is.
So,
And so there it is right there. So it's Beach Day. It's going to be like, I don't know, 110. And then pumpkin spice is out. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Like you had mentioned at the top of the show, you'd think National Beach Day would be like Memorial Day or something. Or,
the
first
like
week
the
of summer.
June, you know? But no, it's Beach Day. And here's your pumpkin spice. I'm sweating. I'm just sweating. I can't.
Oh boy.
My God.
Everybody's people
got
the lining
vapors
up.
And they're all sucking down the pumpkin spice. We're going to the beach. Whoosh.
Here's your pumpkin spice
God,
and a bottle or a canister of baking powder.
What has happened to us, people?
Baby powder, whatever.
Baby powder. Yes, baking exactly. Powder. Whatever. You know what, Mike? Whatever works in that area.
What's Arm & Hammer? Is that baking soda?
That's baking. Arm & Hammer is. Oh, wait a minute. I can't remember. Arm & Hammer is baking.
Soda.
Yeah. Is it baking soda? Yeah, I think so.
You could probably still use it, right?
Army Hammer. Yes. Army Hammer.
Yeah, it's going to be hot today. Plenty of sunshine. High near about 107, 108 today, 109, 110 tomorrow.
Baking soda, yes.
Yeah, baking soda. Not something you drink, but
you put it in the
fridge and it solves everything.
But so. I guess back in medieval times, if they had something like that, you could brush your teeth with a little water and a stick. Oh, I watched it.
Good for you. House of Dragons. 85 now. It's all about the pumpkin spice.
Oh, my gosh.
The pumpkin spice latte. We've been talking about it since the top of the show. And now, Mom and Dad, do you agree with this?
Yeah, I was reading about a woman. Apparently, her neighbors are all over her and mad at her. She has some high school kids.
Mm-hmm.
And sounds like they're pretty good kids, but she says they get A's or B's. You know, I treat them this season to a pumpkin spice latte. And her friends and neighbors are like, why? That's awful. You shouldn't incentivize, you know, them getting good grades with food. Now, listen, as a former, and I can say it, fatty, it worked.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if that's good. I don't know. I'm not here to criticize the way you raise your kids.
Right.
But is that good? Is it? I mean, there's that.
Now, they're not talking about the pumpkin spice latte being good or bad for them at this age. I don't even know if it is.
And then there's that whole thing. You
okay,
know,
like soda
know.
Or something like that, yeah. Giving young kids.
Right. I mean, you know, do you want your 15, 16-year-old to be drinking coffee and sugar? And I don't know. It just seems...
All right, so Mom and Dad,
here,
is that a good
cigarette.
Thing?
Go ahead. Is you got that, an A? Go ahead, light it up,
have
baby.
A shot.
Yeah.
Is that good? Do you do that?
Yeah. I mean, am I an idiot for thinking this is kind of weird?
We've talked about this before. This is nothing new where parents reward kids for their good grades in some ways.
Right.
I get it. But with food and water, basically.
And, you know, and then there's that flip side. You're right. Well, you should want to get good grades. Mm-hmm. Well, we do. But guess what? If there is a little incentive, I think every once in a while, if I got good grades, I didn't think I would get that.
Yeah.
But like, you know, my dad would give me $5 or something like that.
All right.
Like, yay.
You want to text in, call in, Mom and Dad?
Yeah.
Let's talk about it. Good or bad? We'd love to hear from you this morning. Woman getting heat from neighbors saying, if her kids get A's and B's, well, they get a reward like a pumpkin spice latte, which is out today.
Yeah,
and some of the neighbors are giving her heat. So we just wanted to know if you incentivize, how do you say it? Incentivize
them.
For good grades, good or bad. Now, our friend Chrissy, what do you think?
You know what? My kids are, when they were 16 and 17, I would reward them, but not with that coffee. That stops his growth. It really does.
I didn't drink any coffee, and here I am, shortest person I know.
Carla, you are not. You're wonderful person.
Oh, you're very
sweet. Wonderful short person.
Wonderful short person.
Yes. No! Stop that! Okay, so I agree with Carla. I think there's different ways to handle kids and their grades.
Yeah.
I mean, if your kid is having some issues, mm-hmm. you know, then handle it differently. Giving them coffee.
I was going to say, I think, Mike, you and I are maybe a little old school. Like, drinking coffee as a kid, we weren't really allowed to drink coffee.
That was an adult thing.
That was like, we might as well have had a scotch.
Yeah.
I mean, that was not for kids.
Yeah.
So maybe it's stuck in my head.
All right, Chrissy. Have a good day.
Okay, y'all have a good day. Bye-bye.
Mom taking heat, giving kids pumpkin spice lattes for good grades.
Yes.
That's what we're talking about this morning. How do you feel about it? Good or bad? Danny's on the phone. Let's go to him first. Danny, what do you think?
I think it's fine. Everything's fine in moderation. I think people take it a little overboard and think it's going to be like an everyday thing.
Yeah, well, you're right about that. Whenever you get, you know, decent grades, okay. But, I mean, how far does that go?
Where do you draw the line?
Yeah, exactly.
They only are kid one time, and they only get good grades and bad grades one time in their life. So I think incentivizing them isn't a terrible thing.
Oh, well, you didn't live in my house, man. I tell you.
Listen, you could have promised me anything. Yeah, it wasn't going to help.
Yeah, exactly. Yes.
You know how many summers I spent in school?
Oh, jeez.
All right, have
C's
a good day.
C's are average. All right,
thank you guys. Have a great day.
Do they even do that anymore, summer school?
Yeah, they do that. It used to be more punishment, I think. But
well,
yeah.
Guess what? That was my life. Everybody's going off on vacation. I'm going to summer school.
Yes, exactly. This is kind of cool. One of our listeners said I have a 12-year-old and a 6-year-old every Friday. If they have a good week at home or, you know, and school, they're rewarded with either a toy or a Slurpee or a milkshake. They always seem to bypass the toys and go straight to one of the drinks. And that, you know, that's cool. That's what somebody said. You know what? Her kid's her choice what she does, right? Karen said, you know what? Screw her neighbors and her friends. She said, I rewarded my kids for doing well in school. Check them out early every once in a while. And we'd just have a stress relief mama-daughter day. Movie. Chinese buffet. School is work for kids.
I like that.
Yeah. They get stressed like we do at work. So, okay.
Clearly, my parents were old-fashioned. They didn't believe in anything.
I know. What do you mean you didn't get good grades?
You know what? Maybe get good grades. See how far you get.
You want to pay me? For what? You should get good grades anyhow.
Well, I wish I could have videoed that conversation.
Yes, tell me about it. Yeah,
all right, Jackie, what about you?
I say it's good. I mean, I've always told my kids I go to my job and get paid. Their job is to get good grades, and I pay them for those grades.
Oh.
Money's a great incentive, better than food.
I agree with that.
Money put money out for me, I might have done a little bit better.
A's were 20, B's were 10, C's were 5, and I didn't pay for anything under a C.
How much was an A?
20.
Nice.
Whoa. So you're thinking, what, 4 or 5 classes every semester? You could make $100.
Exactly. That's your paycheck. You know, you work hard, you get paid. I work hard, I get paid.
You should adopt us. You really should.
They loved it. Good thing I only had 2 kids, though.
Well, yeah. Yes. It would be pricey.
You couldn't afford more.
If you had all the brainiac kids. Jeez.
Luckily, she had below average kids.
That's right. They're math geeks. Yes.
Oh, no. They always went for those A's. You know,
I bet.
It was a big incentive.
One more call about the rewarding for good grades, and Russ is on the phone. Russ, tell everybody what your daughter wanted if she got good grades.
She loves escargot, and every time she got straight A's, I take to Ruth Chris when they had the one on West Flamingo there.
Wow.
She'd get her escargot, I'd get a $20 side salad, but she'd get her escargot. You know, I mean,
that's cool.
There's worse things they could be doing.
Now, escargot, that was an expensive little reward, that's for sure, and very unusual, Russ. But that's killer.
Yeah, I feel sorry for her dates. I mean, she loves caviar and Virgo.
Oh, my God. I can't even imagine if I would have said, for good grades, Dad, hey, what about a steak and lobster?
Yeah. Okay. Though, guess what? I think that would be, whatever. I guess the whole coffee thing, too, just bugs me with little kids.
Yeah.
I was like, remember a while ago we were talking about, who was it? We did somebody who was giving their kid Mountain Dew. In the morning.
That's how this whole thing started.
Get them off to school. There you go. Wake them up. That's what she was doing. Waking them up.
God. All right. Well, thanks for all the input.
Yes.
I think we learned a lot.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
What was it last week? A couple of weeks ago, we were talking about a challenge that was going viral.
Yes.
On TikTok. And I jokingly said, I think that's something you could pull off.
Well, I got the supplies. I don't know.
Do we want to say anything more than that before
we can, or no?
I
didn't believe that it could be that hard, but okay, we'll see.
The challenge includes pantyhose and a match or a candle.
A candle. Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
And yes, there, we'll leave it at that and let you. We'll do it, but then you can see the video.
Yeah.
Because I cannot, I still don't believe it's that hard, but okay, we'll find out, I guess.
Now what?
We'll find out.
I don't want to say anymore.
Okay. Well, you explain it because it won't take long. It's very easy, but I mean, I guess it's not, but whatever.
You pull the pantyhose over your head and try and blow out a candle.
Yeah. I paid $7 for pantyhose. I haven't bought pantyhose in 25 years.
The other women in the building, and they're not a lot.
Oh.
They even said, where did you even find these?
Dying, too. Like that one of them, what is she, 35, was like, what are those?
She didn't even know what they were.
Okay. Yeah. I know. Oh,
so
man.
That's the challenge.
Okay.
And that was going viral.
Yes.
I mean, all these people were trying it.
Right.
And you thought, well,
right.
I could do that. How hard could this be?
I will tell you this. It involves me putting the pantyhose on over my head.
Over your head.
So let's just leave it at that.
Oh, yeah. You're going to want to see this video. After we, and we'll do that in the next 15, 20 minutes, okay?
I'm getting my hair cut later. Okay.
Just wear them around all day.
Yeah. Got some of the big wigs coming in. I'm just going to wear that around. Now, who is that? She does the morning show.
Oh, she's
with Mike.
One of our best morning show co-hosts.
We really respect Carla.
How much are we paying her?
She's a prankster.
Plenty of sunshine today. Going to be hot. Not going to want. I don't even think women wear pantyhose anymore,
no.
Do they?
No. That's evident by how hard it was to find these.
Especially
things.
When it's this hot. 107, 108. 109 tomorrow. 112 by Wednesday and Thursday.
It's gross. It's just gross.
All right.
I don't like it.
All right. So the big viral challenge that Carla's going to attempt. Coming up 10, 15 minutes from now. Right now, let's get her take on some entertainment news.
All right. Are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
This is interesting. You may agree, you may disagree. Chris Rock said he turned down an offer to host the 2023 Oscars. I just think he wants to leave this be. He said it'd be like returning to the scene of a crime. I don't want to do it. He also refused to do a Super Bowl commercial. Now, who knows if that'll change, but it's done now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he just has no interest in doing that. He's a comedian. He wants to have fun with whatever. Yes, exactly. Jennifer Lopez, very upset. This is the rumor. Apparently, she was mad at Ben Affleck because there's video of her singing to him at their second wedding, and that was leaked online. So she's not very happy about it. I don't know. You can't hear it real well, but I don't know. Maybe she didn't think she sounded good, or I don't.
She's not mad at Ben Affleck. She was just mad.
She was just mad, you know. But yeah, not a good way to start your second marriage to the same person, is it? This is kind of a big deal. The Wheel of Fortune board is getting a makeover. Now, they haven't done this in a long time. You remember Vanna used to have to turn the letters, and then they went to her just touching them. I don't know. It sounds very high-tech what they're going
to
do.
Is she going to have to do anything now?
I don't know. I'm wondering if she just points and there's a laser
or just
or
walks by it.
Yeah. And then there's
lights up.
Yes, just
maybe
clap on. Clapper, and then you hear that, you know. I don't know, but this is a big deal for them.
Yeah.
I know a lot of the people who work on that show. It's such a cool bunch of people. It really is. And from what I understand, Jeopardy is also getting a little bit of a makeover.
Oh.
So, okay, got to keep up with the times, I guess. Serena Williams won her first match last night at the U.S. Open. Oh. This was a big deal. This is going to be her last tournament. I personally hope she goes all the way because she's had a rough go the last couple of years. New TMZ documentary. This is weird. They're doing some documentaries of late. This one says Michael Jackson used 19 fake IDs to get various drugs. I don't know if I believe it or not. Now what we know about him, maybe so, you know. And Mike
wait
used,
a second.
Yeah, 19 different
19
fake IDs.
And people bought that?
Mm-hmm. I know. Well,
hello?
You're going to question him? Yeah. What? Okay.
Hey,
all right. I'm not going to question you then. I don't know.
Mr. John Smith?
No,
Yes, that's me.
I don't know. He says he's Paul Williams.
Why, really?
Yeah.
He's wearing the hat, the glitter, the glove.
And his name is Elton. And a used Ford Escort.
Uh-oh.
40 years old.
Yeah. Go ahead, take a swig.
Ah, almost $800,000. Excuse me, I'm
what?
Choking.
Eight, are you really?
Because it was Princess Diana's.
Oh, okay.
Yes, it sold for. It's like an 84, 85.
How much?
Almost $800,000.
Wow. Just because of who owned it.
Diana Spencer, to be exact.
Okay.
I'm going to go choke.
Okay. You all right?
This goodness brought to you by Credit One Bank. A credit.
Hey.
I sound like Bobby Brady, a credit card company.
All right. We've been talking about this for a couple of minutes last week or so. This video that went viral. Of a new challenge.
Yeah.
So you put pantyhose over your head and try and blow out a candle. And when we had talked about this, you had even said, how hard can this be?
Yeah, I know. I'm seeing these videos. They can't blow out the candle. So
we're going to find out how hard this is.
I have to take my headphones off.
Take your headphones off.
Take those off.
And she actually brought in pantyhose.
See these pantyhose?
How much were they?
They were like $8. $8. I haven't bought pantyhose since, I don't know, the late 80s or
now,
early
now 90s. Do you put them? Okay, take off your glasses and then put your glasses back on over the pantyhose.
Let me see.
So you can see what you're blowing out.
There we go, right there. This looks good. This is a good look. There we go.
There you go.
There, huh? Right on. I can barely.
Do you need me to light anything? Because I don't know if you're going to be able to.
I think I got it. Is this a candle? Kidding. Okay, so I'm lighting the candle.
All right.
There we go.
I thought you were going to bring a stick candle or something.
It's hard to find stick candles.
I could have brought in a stick candle. All right.
You can get the ones that
What
you
is that
on.
Smell? That's a nice smell.
Mike, I can't read it. What does it say?
What does that say? Oh, Bahama Beaches.
Yes.
Oh, that's a nice smell.
Okay. There you go. I have the seam right in my mouth.
Okay.
That's when that happens. That's what makes it. Okay. Here we go. Ready? 1, 2, 3. Okay. Oh, wait. Okay, I did it.
Wow.
I just did it.
All right. Well, how? I don't understand.
I don't know. Maybe they're cheesy pantyhose. Let me pull it down a little further.
Why was that so hard? Why is everybody thinking that's so hard?
Know. I have no idea. Because it's TikTok. Mike.
Oh, okay.
Hold on. Let me see.
Well, you did it like nothing. And so this should go even more viral.
Thank you.
Boom. One more time.
So hard
all right.
About this. You know why?
I don't know.
Because it's TikTok and there's no brain cells left on there.
I guess.
Whatsoever. Thank you.
Once again, Carla Ray, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you very
debunking
much. Thank you.
The big viral challenge of blowing out the candle.
Exactly.
With pantyhose over her head.
Thank you. Yes, I forgot.
Yeah, it's a great look for you. All this week, you have a chance to win those tickets for the stadium tour. Motley Crue, Def Leppard, Poison, Joan Jett and the Blackhearts, Allegiant Stadium, September 9th. So we do have tickets to give away. We'll make it easy. All you have to do from this ending.
Ah.
There's a song that is the ending of the song.
Okay.
Just tell us which artist this song is from.
Okay.
All right, here it is. And that's...
Love that.
That's not even
love
backwards.
That. No, I love that.
That's frontwards.
That's great.
So all you have to do is tell us what artist from that lineup that is.
Okay.
And if you can name the song title, that'd even be better yet. But that's the ending of a song from either Motley Crue, Def Leppard, Poison, or Joan Jett and the Blackhearts.
Okay.
One more time. Starting with caller number 972-739-9636. Good luck. Giving you a chance to win tickets for the stadium tour with Motley Crue, Def Leppard, Poison, Joan Jett, and the Blackhearts. All you have to do is tell us the artist from that lineup whose song this belongs to.
Yeah,
this is the ending of a song.
Might be easy. Okay.
Here it is. All right. Name the artist
That's the ending of a song. Now, who does that song belong to? Chandler, go ahead. Give it a shot.
I'm going with Motley Crue.
Oh, you are wrong, Chandler. Try again.
Andrea, can you tell us the artist?
Is it Def Leppard?
Oh, no. No, it is not. Try again.
Angela, go ahead. Tell everybody the name of the artist.
Oh, my gosh. I'm hoping to God it's Motley Crue.
No. No, it is not. I didn't think that would be this hard.
I
wow.
didn't either. Sue, who's the artist?
Joan Jett.
Wow. Sue, wow. We had several people before you. No clue.
Yeah.
No clue.
But you got the tickets. Yes. You're going to the stadium tour.
Woo.
Motley Crue, Def Leppard, Poison, Joan Jett, and the Blackhearts, September 9th. Tickets are from the VIP Auto Center Prize Closet. Hang on the line. We'll tell you how to pick your tickets up. Next chance to win for everybody else, Wendy Rush at 1240.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Sponsored by 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating. Give them a call today, 855-1-HOUR. That's 855-1-HOUR. Well, a 43-year-old woman arrested in Hawaii at the airport there in Honolulu for attempting to travel with nearly 2 pounds of meth.
Oh, geez. Wow.
In her carry-on bag.
Well, sure. You don't want to leave that to be loaded on.
Or hide it anywhere on your person, right?
No, Mike. Wow.
Did she not get the memo?
Jeez, that's crazy.
2 pounds.
These people, I don't get it. I don't get it.
Gotta think.
All right.
Grandmother in Canada. Now, listen to this. She has the same name as a criminal that couldn't pass a background check. She couldn't pass a background check. She has the same name as a criminal because her fingerprints had disappeared.
Oh, wow.
So she couldn't prove who she was. I'm not that person.
Oh, God, I wonder what she does that she lost her fingerprints.
Eczema, dermatitis.
Oh, okay. Wow.
So what is it? C-E-L-I-A-C.
Celiac?
Celiac disease?
Yeah, celiac disease, yeah.
They take your fingerprints away.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, man. Oof. That's terrible.
So... She's French-Canadian. They're both named André Leger Gourmet.
Oh, no, not that André Leger Gourmet.
Yes. And she goes, I'm not that person.
I'm thinking of the Seinfeld episode. Yeah. What was this? Murderer.
Yes.
No.
Right.
No, Rifkin. Rifkin or something. Yes. Yeah.
And they paged him at sporting event.
Well, in Virginia Beach, police, they were very tricky. They used Little Debbie snack wrappers to bust a burglar. Apparently, he broke into a dental office and stole a bunch of stuff and some food. And he ate Little Debbie, you know, Little Debbie cakes and dropped the wrappers as he was going to where he was going to try to hide out. Well, they just basically followed the trail and found him. Dude, you couldn't put them in your pocket, not to mention you're littering now, too.
Wow.
You boob. And check this out. A guy, 34 years old, Florida guy, Paul. He was arrested on his honeymoon after he answered an ad for a prostitute. He left his new bride sleeping in their honeymoon suite, Mike, and went out and met the prostitute he'd connected with online. Wow. But instead, he was arrested. It was a sting operation.
What are the chances?
I know.
Every other guy told him,
yeah.
You go to this one area.
This is great, man. Not a problem. Him and 175 other guys were arrested.
Can you just let me go? You got 174 others.
Honey, my wife's going to be so mad. So mad.
Can you imagine the trouble I'm going to...
Yeah.
Well,
if I got them a gift, it's like, okay, can I get that back, please? Could I get that back? I'm pretty sure you're not going to use my blender, okay? Yeah, exactly. Be careful. You're on your honeymoon, guys. Don't do it. It's Tuesday or other news.
Makes me feel good.
Good people makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel-good story that we like to call...
Something good.
We do it at the end of every show. A little bit of good news to hopefully start that workday off on a little more positive note. Brought to you by Roto-Rooter, the plumbing and drain experts you've trusted for more than 85 years. I'm doing this story because I really just want you to picture this. A San Diego Zoo penguin has been outfitted with orthopedic shoes. Lucas has a chronic penguin condition known as bumblefoot, and it causes bad lesions. Mm-hmm. So zookeepers have had to outfit him with his own, of course, rubber shoes, because he's a penguin. This will prevent him from developing any infections and allow him to live a longer life than he would have without these shoes. I think this is so sweet.
That's awesome.
Oh my God, and the fact that it's called bumblefoot, I don't like that. And of course, rubber, because, you know, water. Yeah. So
you got to have rubber.
I love this story.
So that's awesome.
Amazing what they can do. Man.
Technology.
Yes.
No, we'll get him new shoes.
Yes.
Don't worry about it. He'll be fine.
Exactly.
Well, if you have a feel-good story happening in your life, penguin or not, just email it to the M&C mailbag at 96.3kklz.com. That about does it for us. Getting ready to kick off the 96-minute morning music marathon, sponsored by Porta Subs. Get the taste you crave at your neighborhood sandwich shop. Porta Subs. Order online for pickup, curbside, or delivery. PortaSubs.com. Wendy Rush, I think she's coming in next.
I do believe so.
I hope so. She'll have your next chance to score those tickets for the stadium tour, 12:40. Otherwise, we're back tomorrow. So do have a great day. Be careful, be safe, be kind to each other.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
You missed the show today. Catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3kklz.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3kklz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.